The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
A protest by a cohort of childcare providers who say they've been marginalised by the government's new core funding model will leave thousands of parents across Ireland without childcare today. You've been hearing some of the details on the news headlines. Now, joining us to talk about all of this is a parent, Miriam Durant, and also we're joined by the owner of First Impressions Preschool in Toome, Bernadine McElroy. Good morning and welcome to you both. Bernadine, will you explain your own situation, how all of this funding and the different funding models have impacted your operation?
Okay, well, as someone that has the higher qualifications, we would have got higher capitation per child. We are now losing that and we're losing PSP. To put it into context, for higher capitation, I would have got 9,400 give or take, and for PSP I'd have got 2,400. I am now losing that. I am getting in new core funding 10,681, but as you can see, I will be down money. Now, the government did say that they'd bring us up to zero for the first year, but as of yet it hasn't happened.
All right, so you would have got 11,800 and instead you get 10,681.
Yes.
So you're shy more than 1,000, and the government said they would bring it up to that level for year one, but presumably after that you're on your own.
Exactly, yeah. And for ECC services, since ECC was introduced back in 2010, we've got one increase. We are not allowed to charge fees. So anytime costs go up, we get a pay cut. Anytime we give a pay increase, we get a pay cut. And with current costs and everything, you can imagine, you know, the worry on a lot of our heads at the moment.
Now, you have decided that you're going to close.
Yes, I am closing in June. It was a hard decision to make. I left it as long as possible. I actually waited until the budget and I said, let's see what happens in the budget. Maybe they'll do something for ECC services like my own. Nothing happened. So that was crunch time for me. And then I had to notify the parents, sadly.
Now, when you told the parents, obviously some of the children would be of an age where they would be moving on,
yes,
but others would still have time to serve.
Yes.
And then, of course, you'd be normally trying to replace the kids who were moving on with new kids, younger kids. But you've just made that announcement, so there's no new recruitment. And the people who still have time to go in your school have to find somewhere else.
They have to find somewhere else, yeah. And that's why I said I would make the decision early in order to give them time and, to be fair, to give the parents time, yes.
All right, now, listening to that, Miriam, you actually used Bernadine's school, did you not?
I currently use it. I'm with her at the moment.
So who's there at the moment belong to you?
My youngest, Jack, is with her. He will be finishing up in June, naturally. He'll be moving on. So I'm one of the lucky ones in that he gets to finish his time with her, because Bernadine is at the heart of all of us. She's created such a community for us within her school that our kids, like both of my children have been to her, and they wouldn't choose to miss a day. Do you know, if it was...
Yeah.
Kind of, will we knock it on the head for this morning? No, I have to go to school. She's just, it's going to be such a massive loss. And I'm one parent. This is one service. I'm sure I'm far from alone.
So Dylan has left. He's moved on. And
yes,
Jack is still there. But both of them, yes, adore the service.
Absolutely. It is like, I have neighbours, children that I babysat, whose parents have spoken about the fact that she's going and their children are well gone from services. Maybe grandchildren might have been heading in. And it's going to be such a hit to our community.
So Bernadine, you've been running this for what, 20 years?
20 years, yeah. This is my 20th year.
So what will happen to you? I mean, are you just retiring?
Oh, no. I mean, I've plenty of years in me yet, but I, to be honest with you, I've absolutely no intention of staying in the sector. I'm actually going to move on from the sector.
Okay, you'll find something fruitful to do. What could make you change your mind, or is it now too late, given you've made your announcement?
Well, I've made my announcement. And to be honest with you, there was a point where I would have turned back if something happened. But after the last few weeks and the treatment the sector has got, and just seeing all the other services now, how distressed they are, I really don't want to go back. I do not want to go back and be in that situation where I'm losing night's sleep. It's just not worth it. It's just not worth the stress.
Not all people are protesting. Not all schools are closed for the day. So what kind of schools are, you know, happy with the new arrangement?
Well, I'd say the bigger services, a lot of the bigger services and the chains are going to do very well out of this. And it appears to be that, you know, it's like they're nearly trying to get rid of the smaller service and push everyone into bigger services. But I know my parents don't want bigger services. They want the small service. They don't want to be dropping their kids into a big creche. They want the small service.
And how come, given, you know, you presume it's kind of fair across the board, how come the bigger ones do better in cash terms from the government?
Well, I'd say a lot of it is to do, and to be fair, the under threes were, you know, underfunded for a long time, and a lot of the creches were taking a hit on the under threes. So now they're getting extra money. So anyone with a lot of kind of younger children would be do very well, because the funding is kind of, you know, spread out in such a way that it depends on the age of the child. So obviously the younger you are, the more money that you get.
What you're really saying is that for the big ones, in effect, the older cohort were cross-subsidizing the younger cohort in the past, and that won't have to be the case anymore.
Well, what they're saying is now that most of the funding is going to the younger ones.
Okay, well, it's a, you know, a big protest today. I don't know how many people are there. Do you have any idea?
Oh, well, here in town, I would say there is definitely around 60 or 70 here in town.
Okay. Well, we'll see. Is the minister for turning? But, you know, it's hard to understand how we get to this point, because they have spent so many hours trying to figure out what the sector needs. And you'd imagine they'd have spoken to all the stakeholders and anticipated this. But clearly that has not happened.
Look, I was at a meeting a few weeks ago with local services. And if he sat in the room and listened to some of the smaller services, he would realise that there's a lot of services have been forgotten about.
All right, Bernadine. Look, thank you very much for joining us. Bernadine McElroy of First Impressions Preschool in Tuam in County Galway, and one of the parents using that school. Jack is still there, and his mother, Miriam Duran. Thank you very much for talking to us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.